hot devil's journey. I don't have to cry no more. I gotta keep your light burning, so your man will know the score. One more mile, one more mile to go. It's been a hot devil's journey, baby. I don't have to cry no more. I was wrong, I took a gamble. You know I bet my money wrong. I bet not my baby, but my baby wasn't at home. One more mile, one more mile to go. It's been a hot devil's journey, baby. I don't have to cry no more.
That's Colin James on vocals and guitar. He's a Canadian blues man, and he's got a new CD out that I'm spinning for you right now.
This woman that I'm loving, she only lives in this one state. One more mile, one more mile to go. It's been a hot devil's journey, baby. I don't have to cry no more. Watch out now.
Well, good evening. It's 5 minutes past 8 o'clock. It's Sunday night, and that means it's time for 3 hours of blues and soul music at the Juke Joint. My name is Robert Barclay. Today is B.B. King's 93rd birthday. We will celebrate the late B.B. King during the program tonight. Tomorrow is Hank Williams' birthday. That's Hank Sr. And he was born in 1923, so his birthday was 95 years ago. I'll also return to some more songs for the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. Play 4 more by her tonight. And I've got some new releases by Tony Joe White, J.W. Jones, Kenny Blues Boss Wayne, and soul singer Johnny Rawls to debut for you tonight as well. Let's return to the new CD from Colin James. I should credit his harp player on that opening number, his harp player, Steve Mariner. Colin James is from Regina, Saskatchewan. When he was 20, he had the opportunity to open for one of his heroes, Stevie Ray Vaughan, in 1984. Stevie Ray called him to the stage to sit in with Stevie Ray during his set, so very pivotal moment in Colin James' life. Again, he's on guitar and vocals, and this is a tune he co-wrote, a number titled 40 Light Years.
Put your feet on the dashboard, baby, take a ride and come on. There's nothing left to lose but the moon, now the money's all gone. When you get back down. Wait on a night for you to come around. I'd like to get to know you, but you're 40 light years away. You could come a little closer, but you're 40 light years away. What you gonna do, honey, now that the sun's gone down? Trying to find love when you're living in one horse town. I've had the blues for 14 days, cause there's a hole in the sky and it's here to stay. I'd like to get to know you, but you're 40 light years away. Wanna get to know you, but you're 40 light years away. They come and go all night long. Buffalo girls blind, where they burn the dance floor down, way down. Well, it's a long dark road, baby, where you been? I keep knocking, but I can't come in. I came to get you home, but you're 40 light years away. I need to get you back, but you're 40 light years away. I wanna get to know you, but you're 40 light years away. I need to get to know you, but you're 40 light years away.
Singer and guitarist Colin James from his new CD on the Stony Plain label. Miles to Go is the name of the release. We open up the broadcast tonight with his performance of a Muddy Waters tune that James Cotton used to do as well, One More Mile, and then we turn to 40 Light Years. I'm going to turn to another artist who is actually lives in Canada as well, Kenny Blues Boss Wayne, a wonderful pianist. I had the chance to see him at the Chicago Blues Festival a few years ago. He is actually from Spokane, Washington. That's where he was born, but his family relocated to San Francisco when he was a kid. His mother exposed him to the music of Fats Domino, Little Willie John, and Nat King Cole. And he also picked up on an interest in Ray Charles, Floyd Dixon, Big Joe Turner, Jimmy Reed, and Charles Brown, among others. After being based in Los Angeles during the 60s and 70s, he relocated to Vancouver, British Columbia. And here is his new CD. I'll spin a couple of tracks from it. It's called Inspired by the Blues. He's on piano and vocals. Kenny Blues Boss Wayne on Start Rockin'.
Sun goes down. I sit at my piano and begin to pound some kind of boogie that I like to play. I won't stop until the break of day. I can hardly wait till the sun goes down. I start rocking, my neighbors start knocking. I start rocking. She's really turning me on. Dancing around with that short dress on the phone. Tell a friend you better stop on by. Come get me boogie, watch my fingers fly. My baby's there and she's really turning me on. I started rocking, my neighbor started knocking. Well, I'm on a roll and I cannot stop.
I like a woman with curvy hips, not too much lipstick on her lips. Smell of perfume around her neck. I like it when she offers to pick up the check. High heels on that shows off her leg. Split down her dress makes most men big. I like to see more, but she's not in the mood. She doesn't talk when she's eating her food. I like that woman, that pretty woman. She is cute and sweet as can be. That's the kind of woman for me. Got class. She watches my hand not to trespass. She's not ready to start the romance. I'll show her my move when we get up to dance. Band start playing, we start to swing. I look in her eyes, she couldn't say a thing. She finally said, you can do what you will. I'm gonna pay the bill. I like that woman, that pretty woman. She is cute and sweet as can be. That's the kind of woman for me.
Kenny Blues Boss Wayne on the piano and vocals. That's the kind of woman for me. That was from his new CD on Stony Plain Records, which is also a Canadian label based up in Edmonton, Alberta. And we just heard That's the Kind of Woman. No, we heard a song titled I Like That Woman. And we opened up with a tune titled Start Rockin'. Kenny Blues Boss Wayne. Well, today is the birthday of the Beale Street Blues Boy, as he was known, B.B. King. He was born September 16th, 1925, and we lost him in 2015 at the age of 89. He toured and performed nearly to the end, and it was truly amazing. He said he kept his band together because he gave them work. They were always on the road. He lived his later years in Las Vegas, and somebody asked him one time, why Vegas? And he said, I love nightlife, and who's got more nightlife than Las Vegas? His home was also close to the Vegas airport, so he was able to take off and rejoin his band on the road quite easily. B.B. King introduced a sophisticated style of guitar soloing, with string bending and a shimmering vibrato. And he was hip to the musicians, the guitarists like Charlie Christian, T-Bone Walker, and Lonnie Johnson. Those were all early influences on B.B. King. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1987, and he's considered one of the most influential blues musicians of all time. He, I believe, was the first blues artist I ever saw in person. I went to see the Rolling Stones and Ike and Tina Turner in November of 1969 in Los Angeles, not too long after I got out of high school. And, well, like I was 19 years of age, and B.B. King was the opening act, and it was a thrill. I sat on the edge of my seat studying this man's guitar. And even though it was a Stones crowd, I knew B.B. King was really important, and I wanted to learn more about him, and I certainly did. He received an honorary Doctor of Music from Yale University, an honorary doctorate from Berklee College of Music, and also from Brown University. So that's two Ivy League schools that honored him. B.B. King also received a Kennedy Center honor in 1995, a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Grammy Foundation in 1987, and he went into the Blues Hall of Fame. I suspect he might have been in the first class of Blues Hall of Fame inductees back in 1980. Well, as you know, you've heard me say, when I feature somebody, I'm limited due to the rules I have to follow, the rules of streaming, because we have an audience all over the country, perhaps all over the world. I'm limited to four songs by any one artist, so I'm going to spread my B.B. King out tonight. But my friend David Ginsberg, a retired reference librarian at CMU's Park Library, made a good suggestion of how I could honor B.B. King and fill you in on the artists that inspired him. So he said, why don't you do songs that B.B. King covered throughout his career? So let me open up with my B.B. King tribute to two artists that he loved greatly, Louis Jordan and Lowell Fulson. And I'm going to play two songs by those artists, and B.B. King covered those, the tunes I'm going to play for you right now. Let's go back to the year 1948, a year before B.B. King made his first recordings. This is the great Lowell Fulson on a Bob Geddens production out in the San Francisco Bay Area, the Downtown label. This record, recorded in 1948 by Lowell Fulson, B.B. King covered it in 1951, and it was number one for B.B. King for 5 weeks. Of course, with a full band. Here's Lowell Fulson on an amplified acoustic guitar on his tune, The 3 O'Clock Blues.
I heard it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I can't even close my eyes. And I heard it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I can't even close my eyes. You know I can't find my little baby. People, I can't be satisfied. Well, a lot of rumble and roll. Hey, people, night and day. Yes, I'm rambling and roll. Mama, I wonder why did she go away? Well, it's sad news. came this morning that my baby can't be found. Sad news came this morning that my baby can't be found. Bet you got only 24 hours, then I'm gonna jump overboard and drown. Goodbye, goodbye, everybody. Well, I guess this is the end. Goodbye, everybody. I guess this is the end. Well, my time is up. Lord, forgive me for my sins.
Lowell Fulson on a tune he wrote, The 3 O'Clock Blues, and of course B.B. King did that as well. Now I'm going to turn to another artist that B.B. King greatly admired, and B.B. King recorded several tunes by Louis Jordan. And Louis Jordan was not only a musical influence, but he was a fashion influence on B.B. King. You know how sharp B.B. King always dressed for his shows? He got that in part from Louis Jordan. He would go see Louis Jordan during the late 1940s, and Jordan was one of the hippest cats out there. Sharp suits, cool hats, and B.B. King noticed lots of pretty women around him. Before I get to Louis Jordan, though, let me run this.
Hi there, this is B.B. King. I'm the guy that plays the guitar called Lucille, and you're listening to the blues soul boogie. That's boogie-woogie, gospel, and zydeco. You know, at the jib joint, you hear everything with Robert Barkley on CMU. That's public radio. Stay tuned. They're playing good music. They're going to play some more. Shut up, Lucille. You know they will.
Don't care if you're young. get together, let the good times roll. Yeah, no matter whether it's rainy weather, birds of a feather gotta stick together. So get yourself under control, go out and get together and let the good times roll.
Yeah, Louis Jordan. We're going to hear more from Louis Jordan. He cast a long shadow over B.B. King. We're saying happy birthday to B.B. King. Today is his birthday, his 93rd birthday, as a matter of fact. And I'm going to now turn to another song that B.B. King covered early in his recording career. Back in 1948, Peter Chapman, out of Memphis, Tennessee, made the move north to Chicago, and he was a great pianist and a songwriter and a singer and hugely popular not only in Chicago, but eventually in the early 1960s, he made the move to Paris and rarely came back to the U.S. because the Parisian women loved Memphis Slim, and they loved how suave and sophisticated he was. He was also a sharp dresser like Louis Jordan and B.B. King, and he drove a Rolls Royce to his gigs. He was loved by the Parisians. Well, here is a song that Memphis Slim recorded in 1948. He wrote it as well. We know it as Every Day I Have the Blues. B.B. King recorded it himself 7 years later in 1955, but this is Memphis Slim doing it in 1948 for the Miracle label, and he titled it Nobody Loves Me.
Every day I have the blues. Every day I have the blues. Ain't but the girl ever.
at my baby. She got great big feet. She long, lean, and lank, and ain't had nothing to eat. But she's my baby, and I love her just the same. Crazy about that woman, cause Caledonia is her name. Caledonia! Caledonia! I want to make your big head so hot, Ma. I love you just the same. I'll always love you, baby, cause Caledonia is your name. That's what she said. She said, son, keep away from that woman. She ain't no good. Don't bother her. But mama didn't know what Caledonia was putting down. So I'm going down to Caledonia's house and ask her just one more time. Caledonia! Caledonia! What make your big head so hot?
Another tune from Louis Jordan that B.B. King not only loved, but he covered it himself, Caledonia. And that went to number one on the R&B charts for Louis Jordan in 1945, and it stayed at number one for 7 weeks that year. Well, several months ago, I did tributes to a variety of artists by a variety of artists, and David Ginsberg, my friend, said, you know, do the song that where B.B. King tells the story about how his guitar Lucille got its name. It's a sort of song or sort of story that just lends itself to close listening. This is a very relaxed 10-minute tune from 1967. B.B. King, Lucille.
The sound that you're listening to is from my guitar that's named Lucille. I'm very crazy about Lucille. Lucille took me from the plantation. Oh, and you might say, brought me fame. I don't think I could just talk enough about Lucille. Sometime when I'm blue, seem like Lucille try to help me call my name. I used to sing spirituals, and I thought that this was the thing that I wanted to do. But somehow or other, when I went in the army, I picked up on Lucille, started singing the blues. Now when I'm paying my dues, maybe you don't know what I mean when I say paying dues. I mean when things are bad with me, I can always, you know, depend on Lucille. C sort of hard to talk to you myself. I guess I'll let Lucille say a few words and then... You know, I doubt if you can feel it like I do. But when I think about the things that I've gone through, like, well, for instance, if I have a girlfriend and she misuses me, and I go home at night, maybe I'm lonely. Well, not maybe, I am lonely. I pick up Lucille, and it bring out those funny sounds that sound good to me, you know. Sometimes I get to a place where I can't even say nothing. Look out. Sometimes I think it's crying. I can sing pop tunes like Frank Sinatra or Sammy Davis Jr. I don't think I still could do it. But Lucille don't want to play nothing but the blues. And I think I'm pretty glad about that. Because don't nobody sing to me like Lucille. Sing, Lucille. Put it like this. Take it easy, Lucille. I like the way Sammy sings, and I like the way Frank sings. But I can get a little Frank, Sammy, little Ray Charles. In fact, all the people with soul in this. Hayden Jackson in there. A lot of you want to know why I call the guitar Lucille. Lucille have practically saved my life 2 or 3 times. No kidding, really has. I remember once I was in an automobile accident, and when the car stopped turning over, it fell over on Lucille, and it held it up off of me, really, it held it up off of me. So that's one time it saved my life. The way I came by the name of Lucille, I was over in Twist, Arkansas. I know you've never heard of that one, have you? And one night, guy started a ball over there, you know, started brawling, you know what I mean. And the guy that was mad with this old lady, when she fell over on this gas tank that was burning for heat, the gas ran all over the floor. And when the gas ran all over the floor, the building caught on fire and almost burned me up trying to save Lucille. I imagine you're still wondering why I call it Lucille. The lady that started that brawl that night was named Lucille. And that's been Lucille ever since to me. One more now, Lucille. Can I do one more? Look out, Lucille. I think I'll try one more.
Well, how cool was that? B.B. King in 1967 telling you the story about Lucille and how she got his guitar got its name. Two men in a juke joint in Twist, Arkansas knocked over. While they were brawling, they knocked over that petroleum or oil, or whatever it was that they were using for fuel, and the place is on fire. Everybody runs out. B.B. King realizes, wait, I just left my guitar in there. What were those guys fighting about? A woman named Lucille. And in case you're wondering, there have been, I think, 24 Lucilles out there for B.B. King. He said sometimes they just plain wore out because back in 1956, he played 342 gigs in 1956 alone. That's a whole lot of wear and tear on a guitar right there. Other Lucilles got stolen or damaged. So along the line, there were numerous guitars named Lucille in his collection. Taking us to the top of the hour, we're going to return to the Queen of Soul, who we lost recently in Detroit. And here she is on a pair of tunes recorded before her years at Atlantic, when she recorded with Respect and I Never Loved a Man the Way I Love You and all those great hits. Here she is doing a Barbara Lynn tune that was a hit for Barbara Lynn. Here is Aretha Franklin from 1964, You'll Lose a Good Thing.
If you should lose me, If you should lose me, oh yeah, you lose a good thing. Now you know I love you, I'd do anything for you. Just don't mistreat me, and I'll be good to you. Cause if you should lose me, oh yeah, you'll lose a good thing. I'm giving you one more chance for you to do right. And if you'll only straighten up, we could have a good life. Cause if you should lose me, oh yeah, you'll lose a good thing. And if you don't believe me, just try a day and see yourself lose your good thing.
Good thing.
Just try a day, and I said you lose your good thing.
Good thing.
Yeah.
Quick, it'll make you twist over the
game. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, the soul be a way. Show me the way to go.
The way to go.
Oh, show me the way to get the
soul be a way.
That's where I belong.
Well, that gave you an early glimpse into what the Queen of Soul would soon be doing when she left Columbia Records, where she recorded that tune, and jumped to the Atlantic label. They knew what to do with her, and she recorded a whole ton of hits on the Atlantic label. But she recorded some very fine things for Columbia, and we just heard two of those tracks. We heard her reviving Barbara Lynn's tune, You Need a Good Thing, and... or You'll Lose a Good Thing, and we just heard Soulsville from 1964. When I come back after the station ID and some other messages, I'm going to turn to the new CD from songwriter, singer, and guitarist Tony Joe White. So you be sure to stay near the radio.